So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of So boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life. Select styles ends October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of So boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life. Select styles ends October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Get Wendy's Bacon or Sausage Egg and Swiss Breakfast Croissant for $1.99. This hot buttery croissant is fluffy enough to sleep on. Wakey, wakey! Get a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary. Not valid in a combo.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Son los precios más bajos de la temporada de JCPenney, con miles de ofertas por toda la tienda solo de jueves a domingo. Ahorra en electrodomésticos de cocina Cooks o Black & Decker a $17.88 cada uno. O botines para damas a $24.88 el par. Y lo mejor de todo es que no necesitas cupón. Moda de otoño y grandes ahorros. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas en selección de artículos del 21 al 24 de octubre. La temporada se refiere al periodo del 7 de septiembre al 24 de octubre. Aplican algunas exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
The rich, balanced, and spiced fall flavor you love to look forward to is finally here. Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Flavored Ground Coffee. Available in K-Cup pods, too. Create a homemade cup, hot or iced, and just the way you love it. Available at Walmart.
Son los precios más bajos de la temporada de JCPenney, con miles de ofertas por toda la tienda solo de jueves a domingo. Ahorra en electrodomésticos de cocina Cooks o Black & Decker a $17.88 cada uno. O botines para damas a $24.88 el par. Y lo mejor de todo es que no necesitas cupón. Moda de otoño y grandes ahorros. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas en selección de artículos del 21 al 24 de octubre. La temporada se refiere al periodo del 7 de septiembre al 24 de octubre. Aplican algunas exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
You know what time it is. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the National Football League. Coming up on this week's program, we have Bo Brock. Bo is the host of the Locked On Arizona Cardinals and Locked On NFL podcast. The podcast preview Arizona Cardinals and NFL content. We discuss the Cardinals game against the Cleveland Browns. Also, we talk Cardinals offense and defense. We also talk Kyler Murray and so much more. That's coming up on this week's program. Plus, we'll have a preview of Week 7's most important games, including, of course, my game of the week. Going to be a fun show this week to check it out. So as always, before we jump ahead to Week 7, let's recap the scores that took place in Week 6 most important games in the NFL. Let's start with the Thursday night matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Buccaneers would go on to beat the Eagles. Final score, 28-22. The Los Angeles Chargers went up against the Baltimore Ravens. This was no contest. The Ravens would go on to beat the Chargers 34-6. We also had the Kansas City Chiefs go up against the Washington football team. Patrick Mahomes and crew got back on the winning track as they beat the Washington football team, final score 31-13. The Green Bay Packers would go up against their NFC North rival Chicago Bears, and Aaron Rodgers and company, alongside Aaron Jones, they handled their business as the Packers would go on to beat the Bears, final score 24-14. The Arizona Cardinals went up against the Cleveland Browns. It was all cards. Kyler Murray and company handled their business. The Cardinals beat the Browns 37-14. The Dallas Cowboys went to Foxborough, Massachusetts to take on the New England Patriots. And what a thrilling game it was. It was so great that it went to overtime. Dak connects with CeeDee Lamb for the game-winning touchdown to seal the deal in overtime for the Cowboys. Dallas beats New England 35-29. Sunday Night Football was a nail-biter. It went to overtime as well between the Seattle Seahawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers would go on to beat the Seahawks, final score 23-20. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith had a fumble forced by Steelers defensive end T.J. Watt. Steelers kicker Chris Boswell kicks the game-winning field goal. And again, in overtime on Sunday Night Football, the Steelers beat the Seahawks 23-20. And Monday night, what a thrilling finish it was between the Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans. The Titans would go on to beat the Bills 34-31. The Bills on 4th-and-1 had a chance to tie the game with a field goal and send it to overtime, but no. The Bills decided to go for it on 4th-and-1. Josh Allen had slipped as he attempted to convert the 4th down. The Bills didn't make it. Tennessee winds up getting the stop, and the Titans would go on to beat the Bills 34-31. And those were the scores from the most important games in Week 6 in the NFL. All right, now it's time for my top 3 storylines. I want to start off with running back Derrick Henry. What a sensational year he's having so far. In Week 1 against the Arizona Cardinals, he only rushed for 58 yards. That was Week 1. But from Week 2 up until Week 6, he's been unstoppable. In Week 2 against the Seattle Seahawks, he rushed for 182 yards. Week 3 against the Indianapolis Colts, he rushed for 113 yards. Week 4 against the New York Jets, he rushed for 157 yards. Week 5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, he rushed for 130 yards. And this game that just passed in the Monday night game against the Buffalo Bills, he rushed for 143 yards to go along with 3 touchdowns. Derrick Henry, you could say, is the current version of the modern-day version of maybe a Earl Campbell or a Bo Jackson. His running style is upright, very powerful, a no-nonsense approach, and, I mean, Derrick fits that Tennessee offense perfectly. Ryan Tannehill is a quarterback with a nice arm. He's got athletic ability. He makes plays when he needs to, but the offense begins and ends with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is a 2-time league rushing champion. He's someone that is always durable. He's basically the one that makes the Tennessee Titans go. When Derrick gets going, the rest of the Titans offense gets going, and they're going to need Derrick to be healthy the rest of the way. And we saw Derrick's presence was felt when he got going. It was a difference with the Titans coming back to beat the Bills 34-31. Give credit, Tennessee's defense made plays towards the end, but Derrick Henry was really consistent from start to finish. Derrick Henry, somebody we need to keep our eyes and ears open for the MVP race. I'll get to that in just a little bit. But Derrick Henry has really shown up and shown out in this early part of the NFL season. My next storyline is going to be the Seattle Seahawks. Man, you talk about since Russell Wilson suffered the injury on the Thursday night, in the Thursday night game, just really two weeks ago against the Los Angeles Rams. The Seahawks have been looking for answers in the offensive position. We know their defense is one of the worst in the league so far. And Geno's played okay, but it's been, you know, same old Geno being Geno. In the Thursday night game against the Rams back in Week 5, they had a chance to win the game. Geno throws an interception late in the game. And this Sunday night game that just passed against the Pittsburgh Steelers, again, Geno attempting to scramble and to get some yardage, he has a fumble forced by Steelers defensive end T.J. Watt, and we know how that ended. Steelers kicked the field goal. They win the game in overtime. They're saying at the earliest, Russell could be back within maybe the next 3 to 4 weeks. I don't know how long Pete Carroll can wait. Pete is hoping that he could be ready for hopefully after the Monday night game that's coming up against the Saints. But, man, the Seahawks are in trouble. Russell Wilson out with the thumb injury, the injuries at the running back position. Chris Carson is on injured reserve. Alex Collins has played nicely. However, the defense has been one of the worst in the league. Seattle's going to be in trouble for these next 2 to 3 weeks. Now, there's the Monday night game against New Orleans, and then there's a home game against Jacksonville, the bye week, and then after that they have to go to Lambeau and play Aaron Rodgers and the tough Green Bay Packers. Hopefully Russell could come back either in the game against Arizona or maybe the game against the Washington football team. At any rate, who knows what's going to happen, but Seattle, they've got to get it together in a hurry, because if they don't, remember, they play in the toughest division in the NFL, in the NFC West, with Arizona, the LA Rams, and the San Francisco 49ers. So Seattle, we have to stay tuned to them, because we just don't know what's going to happen. The issues they're having at quarterback, defense is not played well, so we'll pay attention to that. And for my final storyline, is going to be MVP candidates: Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, and Matthew Stafford. These are some of the players that have played extremely well in this first half of the NFL season. And we're kind of getting to – we're now approaching – where as we approach week 7 in the NFL, these gentlemen are definitely high up there when it comes to – MVP, being MVP candidates. Again, I mentioned earlier about Derrick Henry and what he's meant and what he means to the Titans offense as a premier running back. Lamar Jackson, I mean, can we say more about him? What he's done against what he did in the Monday night comeback against the Colts, and what he did in the comeback against the Kansas City Chiefs, and also the performances that he's had this year. Justin Herbert, only his second year in the league, and he has picked up things so quickly in such a short amount of time. Patrick Mahomes, need we say more about him? Just continue to add on to the already legendary career so early in his NFL career. Kyler Murray, the Arizona Cardinals, the only undefeated team left in the National Football League in year 3. Similar to Justin Herbert, he's picking up things very quickly, and he's progressing very nicely. Josh Allen, I mean, what can you say about him? A dual-threat quarterback with a strong arm, doing big things in Buffalo. Dak Prescott, again, also could be a candidate for a comeback player of the year. Dak has looked great in his with the Cowboys in this early part of the NFL season. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, what can you say about Aaron Rodgers? The reigning MVP, phenomenal, you know, doing what he can to try to get Green Bay that another Lombardi trophy. Matthew Stafford. Matthew, along with his head coach, Sean McVay, they are really fitting together like a hand in glove. So you can make the argument for any of these gentlemen that I have mentioned. And it's only going to get hotter from here. It's only going to get bigger and better from here, because as the games get more intense, the weather gets colder. And Chris Collinsworth once said that the NFL season doesn't start until late November, right around Thanksgiving time. I'm anxious to see how are these gentlemen going to really play as the weather gets colder. And again, this is our first year that we have the 18-week or the 17-game NFL season. The injuries are mounting up, and we're going to see if these guys can hold up and stay healthy. I know Dak has the calf strain. We'll monitor him as he goes further along the rest of the way in this season. But it's been a lot of fun so far watching these guys play, and I'm just looking forward to what's to come in the weeks and months ahead. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Bo Brock. Bo is the host of the Locked On Arizona Cardinals and Locked On NFL podcast. The podcast provides Arizona Cardinals and NFL content. We talk about the Cardinals' win against the Cleveland Browns. We also discuss Kyler Murray and so much more. Bo is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the League Wraparound.
Over the last couple of summers, to the untrained eye, the soybean fields that stretch across our country must have looked like they've always looked, green and peaceful. But to a soybean farmer, something big happened. For decades, dicamba-based weed control systems were the standard. But more quickly than anyone expected, that changed. There are now tens of millions of acres planted with the Enlist weed control system. Why? Near zero volatility for one, reduced potential for drift for another. But the most important reason is the soybean itself. Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans have a proven yield advantage over the competition, and of course, work perfectly with the Enlist weed control system. The momentum is shifting to Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans. To see if it's time for you to reconsider what you're planting, contact your local Pioneer sales representative, and always read and follow label directions.
When you game with Alienware, you have the freedom to be anyone.
Like the galaxy's most feared warrior.
And the freedom to go anywhere. Elevate your gameplay with the new Alienware X-Series laptops with 11th-gen Intel Core processors. Defy boundaries and start gaming now at Alienware.com.
Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary, not valid in a combo.
If you qualify for Medicaid, you can get health coverage from Louisiana Healthcare Connections. As a member, you'll get up to $750 a year in adult dental care, plus unlimited doctor visits, prescription coverage, transportation to appointments, and more at no cost to you. With benefits for your whole family, we can help make getting healthy and staying healthy your way of life. To learn more about the health plan that's number one in member choice, visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of sew boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life. Select styles end October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Third and seven. Murray gonna run. Fires over the middle. He found that slot guy you were talking about, Mark. Christian Kirk open. Third and 21. Kyler looking to run. Floats it for Kirk in the end zone. Tiptoes his way in. It's a touchdown. What a toss. And a better catch, Christian Kirk's third touchdown of the year.
Oh, Browns fans don't think he got it. Just about every 18 to 20 seconds.
Off play action, Murray to Green, and A.J. Green with his 17th catch of the season.
Leak McDowell, let's see if he can make some noise here and make up for two costly mistakes for this Browns defense.
Officially the first third down of the drive, and it's DeAndre Hopkins getting his first catch. Oh, what a move! DeAndre Hopkins all the way in for the touchdown! A spectacular open field move for his fifth touchdown of the year!
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. That was Kyler Murray in action doing his thing in the Week 6 victory over the Cleveland Browns on October the 17th, 2021. Of course, DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, and Christian Kirk were some of the receivers that you heard in some of that audio. And the Arizona Cardinals currently, as we stand right now, remain the only undefeated team in the National Football League with a perfect record of 6-0. To talk more about this game against the Browns, to talk also some more about Kyler Murray and the Cardinals' next game against the Houston Texans, we want to welcome a gentleman to the program who is the host of the best daily Arizona Cardinals podcast. That's the Locked On Arizona Cardinals podcast, and he's also the host of Locked On NFL for the Locked On Network. Let's welcome Bo Brack to the program. Hey, Bo, what's going on?
Hey, Ed, thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome, Ed. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. What were some of the takeaways that you got from the Cardinals' victory over the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, it was an impressive victory, especially when they were down their head coach and one of their best defensive players in Chandler Jones due to COVID-19 positive test earlier that week. It was kind of the most adversity that this team had kind of faced all season long. But they come out there and kind of punch the Browns in the face like they did, 37-14. They didn't give up a point in the second half. And Kyler Murray continues to roll, throwing the football, 4 touchdowns in that contest. I mean, they've kind of shown through 6 weeks of this NFL season that they can win anyway. They had a tough test the previous week, 14-7 victory over the Niners. But this one was even more impressive to go on the road, hostile environment, backs against the wall, and down a couple of their key members of their organization. It just goes to prove that this team is changing the narrative around it, you know, from questionable playoff contender to legitimate contender in 2021.
Rightfully so. We're going to get more into Kyler in just a moment, but I want to talk about the other parts of the offense. I want to start with the running game. James Conner, a big addition to the Cardinals offense since coming over from the Pittsburgh Steelers. James Conner's been effective in this great stretch for the Cards thus far. Also, Chase Edmonds has been very beneficial as well. Kind of, as you could say, he's kind of like the dual threat back for Arizona. Just give me your thoughts so far this year of the running game with James and Chase.
Yeah, James has kind of transformed this red zone offense and given that threat of a guy that can just punch it in short yard situations where if you want to keep your non-traditional size quarterback, Kyler Murray, under 6 feet, out of harm's way, and that's what Connor kind of gives them the ability to do. And he's 4 for 4 as far as within 3 yards punching in those scores. He's got 5 touchdowns on the season. I mean, the big thing for him, too, is health. He stayed healthy. He's been able to avoid the wear and tear of being an every down back like he was in Pittsburgh for so many years. But, you know, there was question marks surrounding can he stay on the field, and he has done so, and he looks great. He looks spry. He looks fast. And then Chase Edmonds is a guy that's, he was kind of given this new opportunity where they knew what he was. He could be a third down back. He could be a pass catching guy, but could he be a every down RB1 between the tackles type guy? And, yeah, he has been. He put the ball on the turf a couple times the last couple games. But for the most part, he's been great, especially in situations that we were curious to see him in, and that's kind of taking the air out of the football and speeding up that clock at the end of games. And he's been great. He had a big 40-yard rush last week. He had a 50-yard rush against the Rams in a key situation in the second half. So he's kind of answered the bell, and that running game has been great. That's been set up by their offensive line, mainly Rodney Hudson, who was just placed on IR. He missed the last weekend, but he's been huge at kind of solidifying that center position and really get this offensive line in a spot to open up rush lanes for those two guys.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get into a little bit more of the O-line in just a little bit. But, you know, with the offensive line making strides in the running game, I want to talk about the receivers. Man, DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best in the league currently. We know what type of pedigree DeAndre Hopkins is made of, but also A.J. Green and also Christian Kirk, who's like really the speedster. He provides a lot of the speed on the receiving core. Rondale Moore has played pretty well so far this year. Just give me your thoughts on the receiving core.
Yeah, I mean, we knew about DeAndre Hopkins, right? It was the worst-kept secret in the NFL. I mean, he's one of the best wide receivers in the league, and it was just Kyler Murray in last season in 2020. I mean, he had basically just DeAndre Hopkins. That was it. Christian Kirk kind of disappeared down the stretch. So they were looking for playmaking opposite Nuke in the offseason. And they brought in A.J. Green, questionable move, a guy that you thought might be too long in the tooth. They kicked the tires on him, and he's having a career resurgence this season. And he's playing that outside receiver position, which is key because Christian Kirk can go to maybe a more comfortable spot in the slot, new position for him, but he's thriving in it underneath and in the middle of the field. And Rondale Moore, you know, is being that fourth option in the receiving game, a second-round pick who's electric with the ball in his hands and in space. It's like pick your poison if you're an opposing defense. I mean, all these guys, 3 of these guys over 300 yards receiving, Rondale Moore approaching that number, and then A.J. Green just under just under 200 yards receiving on the season. These guys are all producing. The offense gets enough looks to where they're satisfied with the amount of looks that they're getting and targets that they're getting in this offense. So, you know, it's really come along for – it was just DeAndre Hopkins, and now – you add those 3 other receivers, and now Zach Ertz via trade it's an embarrassment of riches for Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray going forward.
You can say that again. We're just going to talk now about the tight end position. Before the injury, well, before the knee injury, I should say, Max Williams was definitely, again, another safety valve for Kyler Murray. But since last Thursday, the trade was made with Philadelphia and Arizona with Zach Ertz coming to the Cardinals, and that adds another arsenal to that Cardinals offense. This is a two-part question, Bo. I want to ask you the impact of the injury to Max and the impact of having somebody like Zach Ertz joining the Cards.
Yeah, I mean, look, Max Williams is – it's going to be tough to replace. And I know you get the playmaking from Zach Ertz, but you don't get the run blocking. Max Williams was known for his ability to open up rush lanes and be that solid blocking tight end. And they're certainly not going to get that with Ertz, who's known for being more of a playmaker. And he's great. He's great in the red zone. But Max Williams is going to be missed. And he added playmaking to his game this season. It was really unfortunate to see him go down with the season-ending knee injury. They looked pretty good as far as running the football their first game without Max. The protection looked fine without Max Williams in the lineup. And then we'll get our first glimpse of Zach Ertz, who scored a touchdown in his final game as a Philadelphia Eagle on Thursday Night Football, and he's so dynamic in the red zone. I think that's what the Arizona Cardinals liked about him, and it just adds another weapon for Kyler Murray to target in the red zone and move the chains. And I mean, who are you going to guard as an opposing defense? I mean, if you're going to emphasize slowing down DeAndre Hopkins or A.J. Green or Christian Kirk or Rondale Moore, who's going to cover, be able to put a hat on Zach Ertz? And it's just going to be tough for opposing defensive coordinators to keep up with all these weapons that Kyler Murray has. And then keep in mind, Kyler Murray is that dual-threat quarterback who can get out and run. So they're going to miss Max Williams in the run game as far as production, but I think what Zach Ertz brings, it's different as far as the tight end position goes, but it's going to be just nightmare fuel for opposing DCs.
Yeah, indeed it's going to be. When I heard Zach was going over to Arizona, I was like, man, just another weapon for that dangerous offense of the Cards. And you mentioned, Bo, about the offensive line. Rodney Hudson is on injured reserve, but they still manage very nicely on the offensive line with Kelvin Beachum, also DJ Humphreys, Justin Pugh, and Max Garcia. Just give me your thoughts on how well the line has played, offensive line has played this year.
They've been fantastic. They've been actually, you know, maybe outside of the defense, the most surprising, you know, solid group of this entire team. They've kept Kyler Murray, you know, off of his back for most of the season. He's been sacked just 12 times through six games. He doesn't get hit that much often outside of being sacked. And, you know, they've been really solid. It has been a bummer that Rodney Hudson went down, because I think he really was a great leader and kind of the spine of that offensive line. So he's out at least the next couple weeks. Hopefully he'll be able to come back off IR, but it's also the continuity. I mean, these guys outside of Rodney Hudson have been playing together for a long time. DJ Humphreys locking down the left tackle position, as you mentioned, Kelvin Beachum. Josh Jones has emerged, second-year player who barely played in his rookie season, as one of the best guards in the league. He's been so good in the run game, so good in the pass game. He gets those kind of rookie mistakes in his second season, but he's been solid as far as winning against the opposing defender that he's going up against. And then Justin Pugh, who took a pay cut this offseason, has been great. He's been in this organization for a while now, and he's playing at a high level. Another guy that, if he's healthy, he can be solid every game starting caliber right guard. And he's been completely, absolutely all of that for the Arizona Cardinals. So there's been a lot of continuity and consistency from this offensive line for the first time in a long time. And when that happens, it's tough to slow down this offense.
Indeed it is. I mean, and you said that the main ingredient is keeping the quarterback's jersey clean, and Kyler Murray has they've done that in keeping his jersey clean so far this year. I want to move along now to the other side of the ball in this game that the Cardinals had the big win over the Cleveland Browns. Isaiah Simmons, a lot of people, and even I was saying to myself, I thought the New York Giants had a great shot of getting Isaiah Simmons. Well, that was not the case. He winds up being drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. And him, along with Jalen Thompson and Byron Murphy, as well as Marco Wilson, they all led in tackles in the game against Cleveland. I want to talk specifically about Isaiah first. Just give me your thoughts on Isaiah and his play so far this year.
Yeah, he's finding his way. He's a guy that was a Swiss Army knife at Clemson. very versatile player, and he had to learn six positions during the pandemic season in 2020. So it was like drinking out of a fire hose as far as Isaiah Simmons went last season. So he struggled. I mean, there was some lumps and some bumps along the road, and then with an off season of training and mandatory mini camps and all that, he's really emerged in his second season and become a force on this defense. So when you look at the guys as far as the pass rush in this front seven, you got to mention Isaiah Simmons because you don't know where he's going to be. You don't know if he's going to line up in his traditional inside linebacker slot or if he's going to be playing safety or he's going to be playing on the outside of the quarterback spot or if he's going to rush the passer. And that gives this Vance Joseph defensive coordinator the ability to dial up some exotic looks for the opposing offense. And Isaiah Simmons, a bunch of games that he's led the Arizona Cardinals in tackles. He's got a couple. He's got an interception on the season, and he's shown that versatility. And, you know, when you've got a guy like Simmons who's 6'4", 240, runs a sub-440, it's, I mean, you can match up with pretty much anybody in the league. I mean, we've seen him make some crucial plays on some big-bodied ball carriers. And Derrick Henry in the first game stopped him right at the goal line, saved the touchdown, and then stopped Trey Lance, the rookie quarterback from San Francisco, at the goal line. It's just, it's an impressive just display of size and speed from a guy like Simmons who continues to just develop week in and week out, and that's just huge for the Cardinals going forward.
And speaking of being huge for the Cardinals going forward, Jordan Hicks. Jordan Hicks played some good seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles, was a member of the Eagles Super Bowl winning team. I know this is going to be an interesting reunion with him and Zach Ertz. And Jordan played well in the game against Cleveland. He had four tackles to go along with two sacks. Give me your thoughts on Jordan and how he's played so far this year.
Yeah, so the Cardinals, they selected Zaven Collins at 16th overall in the draft and, you know, last spring, and they named him the starting inside linebacker, and everybody thought, okay, this is going to be the end of Jordan Hicks, who's still under contract, and he was transparent about it. He wanted to go somewhere else, and he wanted to start. So the Cardinals gave him the ability to go seek a trade. There was no takers, and Hicks ended up making this roster and becoming a captain. It's been great. I mean, as far as he's concerned, he's been making big plays for this team all six of their games, and he's been that steady force, you know, in the huddle and on the field. And he looks like he turned back the clock after it seemed like he was going to lose a step the previous season. He's kind of found that step again and been just as good. With Simmons and Zaven Collins, there's your speed, but you've got that steady guy in Jordan Hicks who's been so solid for him this season. I'm glad they didn't end up dealing him before the 2021 campaign began.
All right, and then I want to also bring up Marcus Golden. Again, Marcus had a big game against Cleveland. He had four tackles to go along with two sacks. Give me your thoughts on Marcus and how he's played this year.
Underrated. It's been a very quiet, really solid season for Marcus Golden. And what does he have now? Four sacks on the season. He's got three stripped, forced fumbles. He's been a terrorist in the backfield for opposing offenses, and he's really just been that nonstop motor guy that you're used to seeing, and the guy that got double-digit sacks a couple seasons ago. He stepped in a starting role in the void of Chandler Jones being out with a COVID-19 positive test. He was awesome for the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, and he's come up with some big plays for him throughout the season. So he's just another piece of this deep defensive unit that's key for them going forward, and he's been key so far for their success early on.
All right, solid. And then I want to talk now, get into the secondary just for a moment. Robert Alford. Robert had some good seasons with the Atlanta Falcons. And in this game against Cleveland, he only had one tackle, but he came up with an interception. Give me your thoughts on Robert and how he's played this year.
You know, probably if Dak Prescott didn't play this season, Robert Alford might be in the discussion for the comeback player of the year. I mean, he hadn't played for two straight seasons, Ed. I mean, he'd been lost to injury back-to-back years, and for him to come back and kind of pick up where he left off with Atlanta in 2018, 2019, it's pretty incredible. He's actually looked better than he did when he was done, you know, at the end of his Falcons tenure. So it was a big question mark, that defensive secondary going into 2021, and he's helped kind of answer some of those questions. He did get his first pick against Baker Mayfield over the weekend and just continues to play at a really high level. And one of the biggest surprises so far of the season for the Arizona Cardinals and really helping fill the void is Patrick Peterson moved on to Minnesota via free agency. And there's Malcolm Butler was supposed to be kind of the successor there, and he ended up retiring before the beginning of the season. So Robert Alford has been a really, really just cool story for the Cardinals this season.
Rightfully so. And, you know, speaking of being cool for the Cardinals, Buda Baker. Buda is, in such a short amount of time, he's developed a reputation as not only being one of the best safeties in the league, but being one of the premier defenders in all of the NFL.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Cars for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Cars for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Cars Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit carsqc.com/4u for program details.
Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish.
With only a little bit of fall left, fill your days at home with flavor. Create an easy hazelnut Bianco with a rich mix of Starbucks hazelnut-flavored K-Cup pods, white chocolate, and frothed milk. Simple, flavorful, and all available at Walmart.
Over the last couple of summers, to the untrained eye, the soybean fields that stretch across our country must have looked like they've always looked, green and peaceful. But to a soybean farmer, something big happened. For decades, dicamba-based weed control systems were the standard. But more quickly than anyone expected, that changed. There are now tens of millions of acres planted with the Enlist weed control system. Why? Near zero volatility for one, reduced potential for drift for another. But the most important reason is the soybean itself. Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans have a proven yield advantage over the competition. And of course, work perfectly with the Enlist weed control system. The momentum is shifting to Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans. To see if it's time for you to reconsider what you're planting, contact your local Pioneer sales representative. And always read and follow label directions.
Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish.
Now's the time to savor toasty, sweet flavors in Starbucks maple pecan-flavored ground coffee or K-Cup pods. Pair them with bites of maple coffee cake and pause for a delicious fall moment at home. Find what you need to create yours. Available at Walmart.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
With Cox Internet and Home Life, you know when your pizza delivery is there.
Cox Home Life, show front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV with your Contour voice remote.
Advertised features require Cox Internet and Contour TV subscriptions. Services provided by Cox licensed entities. See Cox.com/licenses.
Shock.
Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish. Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish.
Fame.
Over the last couple of summers, to the untrained eye, the soybean fields that stretch across our country must have looked like they've always looked, green and peaceful. But to a soybean farmer, something big happened. For decades, dicamba-based weed control systems were the standard. But more quickly than anyone expected, that changed. There are now tens of millions of acres planted with the Enlist weed control system. Why? Near zero volatility for one, reduced potential for drift for another. But the most important reason is the soybean itself. Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans have a proven yield advantage over the competition. and, of course, work perfectly with the Enlist weed control system. The momentum is shifting to Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans. To see if it's time for you to reconsider what you're planting, contact your local Pioneer sales representative and always read and follow label directions.
Every year is interesting for soybeans, but this year is particularly unique. That's because there are new weed control systems, old weed control systems, lots of choices, lots of noise. So how do you decide what's best for you? Well, Pioneer actually has experience with many weed control systems, and they want to talk to you about the benefits of Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans. What gives them an edge? They're simple. They're flexible. With the advanced technology from the Enlist weed control system, you get a wider application window and more tank mix flexibility when you take on tough weeds, thanks to powerful Enlist herbicides that land and stay on target, which means fewer headaches. So, when deciding which soybean technology to go with, simple is smarter. To get Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans, contact your local Pioneer sales representative. Individual results may vary. Visit Pioneer.com to learn more.
Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Or as we like to call it, the can't have just one deal. Mix and match a sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, chicken McGriddles, or crispy hash brown. Want two sausage biscuits? Buy one, get one for a dollar. Want a sausage biscuit and hash brown? That's cool too. Choose more of what you love. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Shaw's for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Shaw's for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit shaws.com/4u for program details.
What?
Every year is interesting for soybeans, but this year is particularly unique. That's because there are new weed control systems, old weed control systems, lots of choices, lots of noise. So how do you decide what's best for you? Well, Pioneer actually has experience with many weed control systems, and they want to talk to you about the benefits of Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans. What gives them an edge? They're simple. They're flexible. With the advanced technology from the Enlist weed control system, you get a wider application window and more tank mix flexibility when you take on tough weeds, thanks to powerful Enlist herbicides that land and stay on target, which means fewer headaches. So, when deciding which soybean technology to go with, simple is smarter. To get Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans, contact your local Pioneer sales representative. Individual results may vary. Visit Pioneer.com to learn more.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Tom Thumb for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Tom Thumb for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Tom Thumb Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit TomThumb.com/4U for program details.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Tax.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Albertsons For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Albertsons For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Albertsons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Albertsons.com/for you for program details.
Can drinking a daily study beverage decrease belly fat? Join the Vanish Research Study to help us determine the answer. If you are between 18 and 60, see if you qualify and earn up to $250. To learn more, visit pbrc.edu/vanish. That's pbrc.edu/vanish.
Every year is interesting for soybeans, but this year is particularly unique. That's because there are new weed control systems, old weed control systems, lots of choices, lots of noise. So how do you decide what's best for you? Well, Pioneer actually has experience with many weed control systems, and they want to talk to you about the benefits of Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans. What gives them an edge? They're simple. They're flexible. With the advanced technology from the Enlist weed control system, you get a wider application window and more tank mix flexibility when you take on tough weeds, thanks to powerful Enlist herbicides that land and stay on target, which means fewer headaches. So, when deciding which soybean technology to go with, simple is smarter. To get Pioneer brand Enlist E3 soybeans, contact your local Pioneer sales representative. Individual results may vary. Visit Pioneer.com to learn more.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Woo! Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
Hey, Metcalf on a Sunday night.
So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of So boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life. Select styles end October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Football last year.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
In this game, again, he only had one tackle in the game against Cleveland, but nevertheless, his presence has been felt so far this year. Just give me your thoughts on Buddha and how he's played.
He's one of the best safeties in the league, and people kind of started taking notice. Last year, he made a big play Monday Night Football against Dallas, and then, as you mentioned, the DK Metcalf where Buddha picks off Russell Wilson and then gets chased down from behind from DK Metcalf, and just an incredible play. He's out there. He's making tackles. He's coming out of nowhere and just kind of you know, firing off like a torpedo against the opposing ball carriers. And he's their best tackler. He's kind of the heartbeat of that defense. And just playing at a really high level. And as you mentioned, not filling up the box score last week, but still his presence is known out there in coverage, or if he's taking down opposing ball carriers. I mean, he can do it all. One of the most versatile guys out there, despite him not being the biggest guy, he certainly makes the most noise on that defense.
All right, and then speaking of making noise, I mean, his brother, TJ, did well this past Sunday night in the victory over the Seattle Seahawks in overtime. And J.J. Watt, I mean, after so many seasons with the Houston Texans, a three-time Defensive Player of the Year, this is his first year in Arizona with a team that has some great stars with the likes of DeAndre Hopkins, and now you've got Buda Baker, and then there's J.J. Watt. He had a tackle and he had a sack in the game against Cleveland. Overall, just give me your thoughts on J.J. so far in his first year with Arizona.
Yeah, he's still the man. He did get his first sack, and you're like, okay, it took him 6 weeks to get his first sack, but he was doing things that beyond the box score. I mean, he was making and disrupting opposing quarterbacks' rhythm the entire time he's been an Arizona Cardinal, batting balls down, just getting quarterbacks uncomfortable back there and not making good throws and kind of forcing some bad throws and some interceptions. So him getting his first sack, it's a little bit of fluky as far as that's concerned, but he's still playing at an extremely high level, and he's a big part of the reason that this team is 6-0, and you know their defense has taken a step in the right direction and been able to get the ball in the hands of this offense that is unstoppable right now. So J.J. Watt is still the same guy. He's not putting up the eye-popping 20 sack seasons, but he's still a nuisance in the backfield for opposing offenses.
All right, and then we mentioned him earlier before the interview had started, and, you know, he's an explosive player in such a short amount of time. Kyler Murray has really stepped up his game, and every year you could put him in the same realm with Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and those quarterbacks that have picked up their game in such a short amount of time. I mean, Kyler, the argument is out there. He's an MVP candidate. He's played well, a dual threat quarterback, throwing, running the ball. I want to ask you, what were your thoughts when you found out that Kyler had been drafted by the Cards?
Yeah, it was an interesting, kind of intriguing experiment. That's what I'll call it. I mean, here's a guy that's under 6 feet. He's kind of he obviously played multiple sports. He was drafted in the top 10 in both football and baseball. And you just didn't know if his game was going to translate to the NFL level. So the first year, you're kind of watching and seeing if he belongs. And he certainly did. He won the Offensive Rookie of the Year. And the next year, he had 37 total touchdowns. And continues to answer any questions that people have about him. And this year, yeah, I mean, it's he's in the conversation for the most valuable player. He's taken that step, that year three step that Josh Allen did last year, and, setting this team up to be successful. 14 passing touchdowns. He's really kind of found his rhythm as a passer leading the league as far as completion percentage over 75%, 14 touchdowns, 4 picks. He turned the ball over 4 times in his first 4 games and hasn't done it in the last 3 games. So taking care of the football. And, he still has that ability, that extra gear that we haven't had to see because his passing has taken such a step forward. He doesn't have to use his legs or rely on his legs as much as he did. That's a luxury for Kyler Murray. But he still has the ability. And, the Arizona Cardinals are in a good spot going forward. It was the right decision to move off of Josh Rosen, who they'd just taken the season before in the NFL draft, and moved off and pivoted to Kyler Murray going forward. He's the franchise-type quarterback, not Rosen.
Oh, indeed he is. I mean, Kyler is just light years ahead of the game when it comes to him and Rosen, and definitely it's shown definitely in year three. He's really stepped up his game. I want to stay with Kyler for a moment, and I mentioned stepping up his game. He plays I think in a lot of people's opinion, in my opinion as well, the toughest division in the NFL, that's the NFC West, and it's a division that has great quarterbacks with Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, and then San Francisco's got the solid ability of Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. We've seen flashes of his brilliance in such a short amount of time. How does he measure up against those quarterbacks in the division?
I mean, right now, it's I mean, it went from a four-team race to a two-team race, right? It seems like it's going to be between the Rams and the Cardinals, and unfortunately, due to the injury to Russell Wilson, the Seahawks are going to have a tough time keeping afloat. And then the Niners, they've got kind of a project rookie quarterback now with Trey Lance going forward, who I think is going to be really good. But right now, got a lot to learn at the position. So with Russell on the shelf, I think that Kyler Murray gets the edge, in my opinion, over Matthew Stafford just because of his ability to get out and run, because I think they're very similar as far as their passing skills. Kyler Murray is taking that step forward. And the numbers were similar last year, but then you give the edge to Kyler Murray and his playmaking ability. And when things get tough or when the pass rush is bearing down on him, he has an ability to go out and make a play, where I don't think the same can be said for Matthew Stafford. So I'll give the edge. You know, when Russell Wilson is healthy, he's probably the top dog in this division. But right now, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, rightfully so. And I want to stay just with the Cards for a moment. So we've seen the continuing emergence of Kyler Murray and, of course, the way the Cardinals have currently played in this early stretch of the NFL season. What's the buzz like in Arizona? Because I know the Phoenix Suns are recently coming off of riding that high of appearing in the NBA Finals, and then the Arizona Diamondbacks, of course, play in the area as well. But how are fans responding to this this success of the Cardinals so far in this NFL season?
Yeah, they're ready for it. I mean, just like they were craving a Suns team that was going to be good, that you can root for and wasn't going to be on the outside looking into the postseason. It's exactly what they were looking for with this Arizona Cardinals team, and it was just trending in that direction. Sure, they missed the postseason last year, but they really got some excitement around this organization, and they knew that they were going to take a step forward. I don't think they expected 6-0. I don't think anybody expected that. So people are it's like, pinch me right now. They don't know what to do with themselves. But they know how good Kyler is. They know how good his supporting cast is. Can they do it? Can they sustain that success? That's the big question going forward. But, you know, people are riding this wave right now. And, yeah, I think that there was some momentum created by the Suns a little bit, you know, as they made that miraculous run to the finals. And there's some guys that played together in Houston and J.J. Watt and Chris Paul together for different organizations, the Rockets and the Texans respectively. And they wanted to bring that same kind of intensity and success to the Valley, and they've done that in both their respective sports. So Arizona Cardinals is kind of riding that momentum, and it's good. I don't know if you had to pick whether it was a football town or a basketball town. It used to be a basketball town, but I think the Cardinals are taking the lead on this one.
Rightfully so. They're definitely riding a high right now. And speaking of riding a high, the Cardinals will return home for their Week 7 matchup against a team that's been riding very low as of late, and that's the Houston Texans. They're currently sitting at 1-6 on the year. A 1-5 on the year. Not well. Of course, we know about the offseason issues with Deshaun Watson. Davis Mills is the starting quarterback. He's a rookie. Not really too much to say about him. He's just trying to feel his way around the offense. Again, they won the Texans would win Week 1 against the Jaguars. Since then, they've lost 5 in a row: Cleveland, Carolina, Buffalo, New England, and then they were beat very bad by the Indianapolis Colts. So my first question is: I want to start off with the Cardinals defense. What do you think the strategy is going to be, Bo, for the Cardinals defense to neutralize the rookie quarterback Davis Mills and, of course, Mark Ingram and Brandon Cooks and the rest of that Texan offense?
Yeah, continue to make them uncomfortable. That's kind of been the recipe for success, is to make the opposing quarterback, no matter if it's Matthew Stafford or Ryan Tannehill or Trey Lance or Davis Mills, you know, they're going to try to make his life a nightmare and make some bad throws and help this defensive secondary get some poorly thrown footballs and get their hands on it and get the ball back in the offensive hand. So I think it's a pretty simple plan. And when you got a guy who's a third-round pick like Davis Mills who's just trying to learn the game on the fly, it's already a difficult challenge. But when you're going up against J.J. Watt, and we'll see if they have Chandler Jones back in the pass rush and Marcus Golden, it's going to be a Herculean effort for him to do anything to really go up against this defense. You know, they just have to figure out how do they not maybe get shut out another game, because they're struggling mightily, and the Arizona Cardinals defense is not one that you can really get correct against.
Rightfully so. And let's move over to the other side of the ball with the Cardinals offense going up against the Texans defense. Again, the Texans defense has just been beat up pretty bad this early part of the year. They've allowed a lot of points, and they're trying the best that they can. They've tried the best that they can in order to try to get some stops. But this Cardinal offense, is just loaded with Murray and Hopkins and, you know, A.J. Green and Christian Kirk. And we mentioned the running game with James and Chase. And we're expecting Zach Ertz to play in this game. So what must the Cardinals offense do to continue this momentum going up against this Texans defense?
Yeah, just continue to spread the wealth. Just continue to put the ball in the playmakers' hands. That's what Kyler Murray's been doing, and get it to each and every one of his playmakers, including Ertz now, becomes a part of that formula. But I think the biggest key just overall, I think that the Arizona Cardinals play their game, they're going to win this game running away. But the biggest key is they're going to be on a short week the next week in Week 8 against the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. So what they have to do is avoid any kind of catastrophic injuries and just kind of put this game away early, maybe in the first half, and then be able to coast the second half and then get ready on a short week against and get ready for Aaron Rodgers and crew coming to town.
That's going to be a tough one right there, and that's going to be the game, as you said earlier, Bo, is coming up in Week 8, and that's Bo Brack. He is the host of the Locked On Arizona Cardinals and the Locked On NFL podcast. And again, Bo, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Locked On Arizona Cardinals podcast, as well as Locked On NFL.
Yeah, we're going in-depth. We're breaking down this team every day. 10 a.m., we have our YouTube show premiere each and every morning. And then also we've got our podcast up each and every day at midnight. So you can check us out wherever you find your own podcast. And yeah, we're just talking about this team that's 6-0, talking about Kyler Murray. And also on Mondays, I'm the host of the Lockdown NFL podcast, where we're just taking a trip all around the league and what happened the previous Sunday and breaking down the biggest wins, losses, and what happened on that Sunday. So hey, you can find us wherever you find podcasts, Lockdown NFL and Lockdown Cardinals. And follow me on Twitter at Bo Brack.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Bo, tell everybody one more time where they can find you, Bo, on social media and where they can find Locked On Arizona Cardinals as well as Locked On NFL, and also give them where they can listen on the various streaming platforms.
For sure, yeah. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Odyssey app. Wherever you find podcasts, you can find both the Locked On NFL and Locked On Arizona Cardinals podcast. It's also on YouTube. You can subscribe there. We appreciate that. Give us a like. And then also follow me on Twitter at BOBRACK. Easiest way to find me.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Bo Brack. He is the host of, as it says, the best daily Arizona Cardinals podcast. That's the Locked On Arizona Cardinals podcast, and also host of Locked On NFL for Locked On Network. Check him out on the various streaming platforms for the shows, as well as on Twitter and as also on Instagram as well. Bo, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me, Ed.
You're welcome, man. Have a great one. We'll be back with more right after this.
Third and 7. Murray going to run. Fires over the middle, and he found that slot guy you were talking about, Mark. Christian Kirk open. Third and 21. Kyler looking to run. Floats it for Kirk in the end zone. Tiptoes his way in. It's a touchdown. What a toss. And a better catch, Christian Kirk's third touchdown of the year.
Oh, Browns fans don't think he got it. Just about every 18 to 20 seconds.
Off play action, Murray to Green, and A.J. Green with his 17th catch of the season.
Zeke McDowell, let's see if he can make some noise here and make up for two costly mistakes for this Browns defense.
Officially the first third down of the drive, and it's DeAndre Hopkins getting his first catch. Oh, what a move! DeAndre Hopkins all the way in for the touchdown! A spectacular open field move for his fifth touchdown of the year!
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
The people of ServiceNow live to workflow problems, and no problem is too big to workflow. Governments that need streamlining? Let's workflow it. A Veterans Administration that needs modernizing? Let's workflow that. Students in need of in-person learning? Yep, let's workflow that too. No matter what monumental challenges you're facing, digital workflows can help you take them on. And now, ServiceNow is helping the medical community take on the greatest workflow challenge of our time, the challenge of turning vaccines into vaccinations. Thankfully, it's a challenge they're rising to. Today, with the help of ServiceNow digital workflows, healthcare providers are administering vaccinations safely and efficiently. They're streamlining the process and making getting a shot, well, simple. Learn how digital workflows are helping our healthcare heroes get vaccine off the shelves and into the arms of the patients who need them. Visit servicenow.com/vaccine to find out more about their vaccine management system. And whatever your business is facing, let's workflow it.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery your curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge. Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of So boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the Big One towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life. Select styles ends October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sure, you may be able to hear just how crispy the McDonald's Crispy Juicy Tender Chicken Sandwich is, but that's just the beginning. The full Crispy Juicy Tender experience comes after you take your first bite. But why stop there? Order ahead on the app and get medium fries and soft drink for free. Now that's a deal that tastes even better than it sounds.
Valid 8:30 to 9:19, 10:11 to 10:31, and 11:22 to 12:21. Valid one time per week. McDonald's app download and registration required.
/145/92.
180/111.
182/100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right. right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Bo Brock, the host of the Locked On Arizona Cardinals and Locked On NFL podcast, giving us great insights on what's currently happening with the Arizona Cardinals. Of course, Arizona remains the only undefeated team currently in the National Football League, so big special thank you again to Bo. All right, let's get you caught up now on Week 7's most important games in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Thursday night matchup between the Denver Broncos and the Cleveland Browns. Well, it has been confirmed Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield will not play in Thursday night's game against the Denver Broncos. Of course, Mayfield suffered a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder, which is his left shoulder. So Case Keenum will get the start at quarterback for Cleveland. And Cleveland, they're dealing with the injury to Baker Mayfield. Then on top of that, Nick Chubb is out. Kareem Hunt is out. So and then Jarvis Landry is still on injured reserve. So there's so many issues going on the offensive side for Cleveland. And Cleveland, they need a win because they were embarrassed in their last game back in week six against the Arizona Cardinals. Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos, they're looking for some retribution as well because they lost last week to the Las Vegas Raiders, and so they're looking for some retribution as well. Teddy Bridgewater is looking to get back on track after the Broncos have dropped two in a row to the Raiders in week six and then week five losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Denver, on this Thursday night, they're a team on a mission. Teddy Bridgewater, they're going to bring the heat. Noah Fant has been a bright spot, one of the few bright spots for the Denver Broncos offense this year. He's developed into one of the premier tight ends in the league with his I won't say finesse play, but he's definitely been someone that's not having refined play, but someone that gets the job done, not just catching the ball, but also blocking as well. And they're going to need a lot of Noah in this game because, again, Denver, they've dropped two in a row, and they're going to have to get help from him as well as some of the other receivers for Denver, such as K.J. Hamler and Cortland Sutton. And as for Cleveland, Case Keenum is going to have to come through big in this game. He's going to have to come through big. He does have starting quarterback experience, but he is going to have to become major in this game because Denver's defense led by Von Miller. And then you also have, Cleveland is concerned, Donovan Peoples-Jones has played well as of late, David Njoku. So Denver and Cleveland, a lot of interesting circumstances in this game. Denver has lost two in a row. And also Cleveland battling the injuries with Mayfield. And, of course, that running game is out with Chubb and Hunt. So Denver and Cleveland, these are two teams that started off strong, but the last several weeks have not been kind to them. So this game is going to be – the theme of this game is going to be a retribution and comeback because both of these teams are looking to get back in the thick of things very early in this NFL season in terms of how things are shaping up in the AFC playoff picture. My next game, most important game for Week 7, is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tennessee Titans. First of all, Kansas City got back on their winning ways back in Week 6, beating the Washington football team. So Patrick Mahomes and the offense, they're starting to find their groove again. No Clyde Edwards-Helaire for this game, but Darrell Williams is a nice complimentary back. He handled his business running the ball as well as receiving the ball in the win over the Washington football team. Kansas City's defense, again, still not great, one of the worst in the league, but if they have Mahomes, they have Tyreek Hill, they've got Travis Kelce, and they've got the supporting cast of the receivers with Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, and Byron Pringle. But Kansas City's defense is going to – they're going to have their hands full against someone who is the best running back, in my opinion, in the league and an MVP candidate, and the Tennessee Titans running back, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry showed up in a major way in that come-from-behind victory over the Buffalo Bills last Monday night. The Titans' offense will give Kansas City's defense fits in this game. And let's not sleep on Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill is not small potatoes neither. So Ryan Tannehill is somebody, he's expected to get I think he's going to get a lot in this game, challenging that very beat up and that very poor Kansas City defense. I mean, A.J. Brown had some bright spots. He was really good in the Monday night win over Buffalo. Julio Jones had some flashes as well, but I think A.J. and Julio are going to step up big in this game. So Kansas City and Tennessee, it's going to be a matter of which offense is going to come on strong. Will Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City's strong passing game be able to break through and knock down Tennessee's defense? Or will Tennessee's offense answer the bell and take advantage of Kansas City's weak defense? Chiefs, Titans, that game is going to be great in Nashville. Next game that I picked for one of Week 7's most important games is going to be an AFC North showdown between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. Cincinnati and Baltimore both manhandled their opponents in Week 6 last week. Cincinnati, no problems beating the Detroit Lions. The Baltimore Ravens, no problems beating the Los Angeles Chargers. We've got Joe Burrow going up against MVP candidate Lamar Jackson. Cincinnati's defense has been great so far this year. The question is, will Cincinnati's defense be able to take down the dual threat presence of Lamar Jackson? And will Cincinnati's defense be able to take down the nice running attack that the Ravens have built up with Latavius Murray and Le'Veon Bell? And what about Baltimore's defense? Will Baltimore's defense be able to stop that high-octane offense of Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, also with Joe Mixon running the ball? Will Baltimore's defense be able to slow down Cincinnati's offense? Cincinnati's offense is one of the best in the league so far this year. Bengals and Ravens, you've got Joe Burrow, you've got Lamar Jackson, you've got two teams that are great, that have been doing great offensively this year. Baltimore's defense has been solid, but Cincinnati's defense has really, really been good this year. So Bengals and Ravens, that game is going to be in Baltimore. That's going to be an exciting game. My next most important game for Week 7 that I picked is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Las Vegas Raiders. I want to start with the Raiders for a moment. Again, hopefully they're still they've had to fight through a lot within the last 2 weeks. Week 6, they had a big win over the Denver Broncos. And again, Rich Bisacci, the interim head coach for the Raiders, still trying, the team still trying to come off of the John Gruden controversy. Hopefully they can kind of put that behind them and continue to get on a winning streak as the Philadelphia Eagles come to town. Philadelphia going through a lot of growing pains so early in the year. The fans are upset. They're not happy with the product. There's questions about Jalen Hurts. They're saying that he may not be the franchise quarterback. There's problems running the ball. They're not doing well defensively. Zach Ertz was recently traded. Dallas Goedert should be back for this game. He did not play in the Thursday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because he was on the COVID-19 list. So the Eagles have all sorts of issues. The franchise doesn't know which way to go. Meanwhile, the Raiders are reluctantly looking to press forward. Despite with the John Gruden situation, the Raiders are just looking to kind of put that behind them and try to get back on their winning ways as the Philadelphia Eagles come to town. The next game that I picked is going to be the Chicago Bears against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For Tampa Bay, they beat Philadelphia last Thursday night, and Tom Brady was impressive. They got nice running out of the combination of Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones Jr. And, of course, the receivers showed up with Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and Antonio Brown. Tampa continuing to have issues, injuries on the defensive side. And, Tampa, again, Tampa is similar to Kansas City. What they lack in defense, they make up for it with their high-powered offense, with the ability to score points with two great high-profile quarterbacks. So Tom Brady and the passing game are going to have their hands full against a Chicago Bear defense. Again, the Bears defense, one of the best in the league this year, but the problem with the Bears has been offense. We know Justin Fields is a rookie quarterback. He's going to go through his growing pains this year. Hopefully, Justin is expected to have a much better game against a Tampa Bay defense that is so banged up at the secondary. Justin Fields could either have a 300-yard-plus passing game, or he may get close to 300 yards in this game, or he could have maybe two rushing touchdowns in this game. And again, with the Chicago Bears, that's a team that's built on running the ball. Chicago's running game could get going. Again, no David Montgomery as of now, because he should be back maybe later on in the year, but they've got Damian Williams, a former Kansas City Chief, and he's played nicely in the absence of David Montgomery while Montgomery is on injured reserve. So Bears and the Buccaneers, you've got the high-powered offense of Tampa Bay going up against that great defense of Chicago, and you've got Justin Fields and the Bears' decent offense going up against a team that has a banged-up secondary. Will Justin and the Bears' offense take advantage of those Buccaneers' injuries in the secondary? We'll have to see, but Bears and Buccaneers, that game will be played in Tampa. The next game that I picked is the Houston Texans going up against the Arizona Cardinals. First, as in the interview in the last segment with Bo Brock from the Locked On Cardinals and Locked On NFL podcast, Arizona is currently the only undefeated team in the National Football League. And the Cardinals have been playing great both on offense and defense and also in special teams as well. Kyler Murray, MVP candidate. What can you say about him? A dual-threat quarterback. James Conner and Chase Edmonds have complemented each other nicely with the running game. And they're going up against a team that is just – they're just hanging on. They're hanging on by a thread. The Houston Texans bothered and distracted by the whole Deshaun Watson controversy during the offseason. Davis Mills is a rookie quarterback. The Texans are just hanging on for dear life. It looks like they're just going to play for either the number one pick or they may just play for a top three or a top five pick in this year's NFL draft. The Cardinals are going to be explosive. You know, if you listen to the interview with Bo Brock, they're probably going to take it a little bit easy on Houston, just a tad bit, because Arizona's next game is going to be a Thursday night matchup against the Green Bay Packers in week 8. So it's going to be an interesting game between Texans and Cardinals. You know, Arizona, they're riding a high, and who can stop them right now? The Texans and the Cardinals are going to be playing down in the desert. The Sunday night game is going to be between the Indianapolis Colts and the San Francisco 49ers. First for the Colts. The Colts, they beat up the Houston Texans. They didn't just beat them. They beat them real bad, 31-3. So now the Colts have to go to one of the toughest places to play in the NFL with a tough running game and with a tough defense. It's been very tough for the San Francisco 49ers at the quarterback position. Jimmy G gets hurt. Then he's benched in favor of Trey Lance. Trey Lance comes in, does okay, winds up suffering a sprained knee. It appears though that Jimmy G will probably get the start for this game. So they've got San Francisco's kind of in limbo at their quarterback position, and then George Kittle is going to be out as well. He has he's placed on injured reserve as well. So the 49ers are just kind of going through the motions right now offensively. As for Indianapolis, again, defensively, they've been solid with Darius Leonard, and also you can't forget about DeForest Buckner as well. So there's a lot of moving parts with the Colts this year. Again, Carson Wentz played nicely in the last game, trying to heal up from the spraining both of his ankles almost 2 weeks ago. So, and then Darius Leonard, who was the league's leading tackler last year. They've got Xavier Rhodes on the defensive side as well. So Colts and 49ers, this is going to be a homecoming, quote-unquote, for DeForest Buckner, because DeForest used to play for the 49ers. So this is going to be a good game on Sunday night between the Colts and the 49ers. And, of course, the Monday night game that we have is between the New Orleans Saints and the Seattle Seahawks. First for the Seahawks, Russell Wilson will not be playing in this game. Great news for the Saints, bad news for the Seahawks. So Geno Smith will get another chance as the starting quarterback in this high-profile Monday night game. As almost 2 weeks ago in the Thursday night game against the Los Angeles Rams, Geno throws an interception late in the game. The Rams wind up winning. And then last Sunday night in the overtime game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Geno has a fumble. He fumbles in the game, which was forced by Steelers defensive end T.J. Watt. The rest is history. Steelers kick the field goal, game over with, and Seattle winds up losing in overtime. The Seahawks return home, and they have to go up against a team that is refreshed, that has rested, and they should get a lot of their starters back, and that is the New Orleans Saints. Will Lutz is expected to be back for this game, which is huge because the Saints really have relied heavily on their kicking game, especially in the Sean Payton era. And Will Lutz has been so automatic for the Saints. The Saints have gone through two kickers early on in the year. They've gone through Aldrick Rosas, and they've also gone through Cody Parkey. Both have been released, and with Will Lutz coming back to the team, that is going to be huge. That's going to pay off big dividends. Also, some more players are expected to come back on this team. So certainly, you know, the Saints having the bye week. And then on top of that, you know, Jameis Winston is well-rested. Taysom Hill suffered a concussion in the game back in week 5 against the Washington football team. He should be ready to go for this game. The Saints will go back to their traditional pass offense where they'll have Winston in the game primarily at quarterback, but we'll see Taysom Hill get in periodically at quarterback, and they'll also have him playing wide receiver, fullback, and tight end and whatnot. So it's going to be New Orleans and Seattle on Monday night. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tennessee Titans. Two MVP candidates will square off against each other. It's Patrick Mahomes for Kansas City and Derrick Henry for the Tennessee Titans. Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback position, we know his MO, Super Bowl champion, league MVP. I mean, he's built up a resume so early in his NFL career, and the achievements just continue. I mean, the achievements just continue for Patrick, and he's gonna, you know, the Chiefs are getting back on their winning ways. They were able to beat the Washington football team last week, and they hope to get on a winning streak as they go up against the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry plays the running back position, another MVP candidate. Derrick Henry, two-time league rushing champion, someone who is similar to Patrick Mahomes, is the heart and soul of their team. Everything begins and ends in Kansas City. Everything, when Mahomes is out there and when he's clicking, everything falls in line. With the Tennessee Titans, with Derrick Henry, when Derrick Henry plays well, everything falls in line for the Titans. So we've got Mahomes, we've got Henry, we've got Tyreek Hill, we got Travis Kelce, we got the Kansas City Chiefs, we have Derrick Henry, we have Ryan Tannehill, there's Julio Jones, there's A.J. Brown. I mean, Chiefs and Titans is going to be in one of the most rocking places to play in the National Football League, and that's in Nashville, Tennessee, in Music City, USA. So it's going to be a party outside of the stadium. It's going to be a party inside the stadium with the Chiefs and the Titans. Again, it's going to be both offenses. It's really going to be a tale of offenses in this game. Tennessee's defense has been decent this year. Tennessee's defense has been decent this year. The Chiefs' defense has been one of the worst of this year. I expect this game to be high impact, and I expect this game to be very high scoring. So the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I'm going to give you my picks for Week 7's most important games. I'm going to start off with the Thursday night football matchup between the Denver Broncos and the Cleveland Browns. I like the Broncos to win. The Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Tennessee Titans, my game of the week. It's going to be a close one, but I like the Titans to beat the Chiefs. The Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Baltimore Ravens, the AFC North showdown. I like the Ravens to win that game. The Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. I like the Raiders to beat the Eagles. The Chicago Bears going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like TB12 and the Bucks to win this contest. The Houston Texans going up against the Arizona Cardinals. No competition right here. I like the Cardinals to beat the Texans. Sunday night football between the Indianapolis Colts and the San Francisco 49ers. I like the Colts to beat the Niners. And Monday night football, I think the Saints will control the first half. I think Seattle will get a surge in the third quarter, but in the end, it's going to be a second line that's going to be performed up in the Pacific Northwest. I like the Saints to beat the Seahawks. So here are my winners for Week 7's most important games. I like Denver, Tennessee, Baltimore, Las Vegas, Tampa Bay, Arizona, Indianapolis, and New Orleans. So I hope you got those winners right there for my picks for Week 7's most important games. Denver, Tennessee, Baltimore, Las Vegas, Tampa Bay, Arizona, Indianapolis, and New Orleans. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of the League Wraparound. Once again, a big special thank you to Bo Brock, the host of the Locked On Arizona Cardinals and Locked On NFL podcast. The podcast provide Arizona Cardinals and NFL content, giving us the 411 and a great insight of what's been happening this year so far with the Arizona Cardinals. Check them out on Twitter and check out Locked On AZ Cards as well on Twitter, and also Locked On NFL at Twitter. Check them out on the various YouTube and social media platforms. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've listened to the League Wraparound.